Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Pinoy Throwback Thursdays.
Manila, Manila, I keep coming back to Manila.
Hotdog, kayo yung nagsimula ng Manila Sound.
That's right, that's right.
Ano yung feeling na binago ninyo yung tugtog Pinoy o yung original Filipino music?
We wanted to go experimental kasi we just got back from the States. Tapos maganda yung mga Tagalog doon. There's one group that talaga inspired me to write original songs. Yung mga kaibigan ko, sina Pepe Smith. Kasi even before Hotdog, they had this Himig Natin. And so sabi ko, in order to get noticed at once, maybe we should write original songs. But this time, ang target market naman would be girls. So we did Miss Universe. And we did a tour for mga exclusive girls' schools muna, para just to get the feel. So, true enough, kumalat, word spread around. I guess we were at the right time at the right place.
Tama ba mga contemporary niya sila, Rico J?
Si Rico J, I met him in a concert. He was the opening act for Hotdog. So if it was F-E-U or U-E. He was singing mga bastos na songs, but it made him really famous. Ano dati siya, he was singing mga Elvis Presley songs.
Mga panahong yon, malakas rin sa Pinoy music yung dikit niya sa American music.
Oo, tama.
So tingin ko, kayong magkapatid, yung ni Dennis tsaka ni Rene.
Napagdikit namin yung dalawang ano.
Umangat kayo sa lahat kasi meron kayong American twang.
East and West, na? I guess, swerte kami kasi we were the only band ng Red Fox kami to ever play in Waikiki na puro mga American bands lang tumutugtog. So we became a part of the musicians in the States. And so we learned a lot from fellow musicians na Americans. Pati yung chord progressions, dati puro minor lang. Ngayon may major 7 plus 9, gano'n.
So doon yun nakuha yung,
yes,
pati yung pagsalita.
Influences, that's right, that's right.
Nakatulong ba? Kasi kung ako nagkakamali na sa advertising?
Pareho kami.
Kayo?
Si Dennis, creative director. Ako naman ako sa jingle maker. I did most of the jingles. Yung, siguro, andun ka pa na pero batang-bata ka. Yung Banco Filipino, araw-araw, interest ng interest. Yun yung first
Chile
jingle.
Chile Salonga ba yun?
Si Celeste Legaspi.
Ah, okay. Nandun pa lang ako sa Happy Savers Club.
Yun yung after Happy that, papunta na si Lea Salonga na.
Yes. Yun na yung naabutan ko.
Talagang bata ka pa na. Mismo.
So, nakatulong yan, pati sa pagbuo ng mga awit.
Yes, kasi I'm used to doing mga jingles. 30 seconds dapat may recall eh. So it was easier for me to write melodies for songs na si Dennis naman as creative director could write a song in 2-3 minutes. Ako naman, nililay out yung lyrics niya, laligyan ko ng melody yun. Sanay lang kami talaga magtrabaho as a team. That's why we came up with a lot of songs that became hits. Kumbaga may sistema, hindi lang just do any song. We wanted to make sure na each song we did magiging hit song, at least sa tingin namin na hit song. So,
Pinoy Throwback Thursdays.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.